You're listening to Lee Radford
on ABC Radio Adelaide.
He is to be inducted into the Hall, well, he has been inducted into the Hall of Fame here in South Australia as a cricketing great. That is none other than the coach of the Adelaide Strikers, Jason Gillespie. Jason, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Lee. Thanks for having me.
Look, I'm a huge fan, so I'm really excited to speak to you. How does it feel to be inducted into the Hall of Fame?
When I was first told about it, there was probably a bit of disbelief, to be perfectly honest. Because I suppose, you know, and I suppose many people are pretty much in the same boat who get afforded individual honours, particularly when you play a team sport. You certainly don't think of these things at all. You just go out there and play your sport to the best of your ability and try and help your team. And then to, I suppose, get these as personal accolades. Because in our sport, you do have personal accolades to an extent because you are judged as an individual player. You know, how many runs you score, how many wickets you take, these sort of things. But as a player, all you're thinking about is what can I do to contribute to the team winning and have success. So you're thinking that in that space, I suppose. Hmm. So when you get told that you've been afforded an honour, an individual honour like this one, the Hall of Fame, it you could have knocked me over with a feather, to be perfectly honest. It was certainly something that I didn't envisage, but certainly, you know, very grateful and honoured to be thought of in that way.
Did you feel any pressure being the first Aboriginal cricketer to play for Australia?
No, I didn't. And, you know, I've been asked that a number of times, Lee, and because it came out. It was an interesting story because it didn't come out until Robert Craddock, a cricket journalist based in Queensland, he brought wrote an article a couple of years after my test and one day debut, and saying that I'm the first acknowledged Indigenous cricketer for Australia, Aboriginal cricketer for Australia. And again, that shocked me. And maybe naively, I just assumed that obviously with our rich multicultural history in our country and, you know, from so many people from so many diverse backgrounds, that I naively assumed that there must have been lots of cricketers and lots of sports people.
Well, it is surprising, isn't it? Because there have been in other sports.
There have been in other sports and for some reason, I just naively assumed that I couldn't possibly have been the first. It didn't even occur to me, to be perfectly honest. And, you know, so there was a bit of surprise. And I suppose what I was a little bit surprised was the reaction, and everyone said, oh, no one. And how did you know? Why didn't everyone know? And I mean, growing up, it was common knowledge, you know, obviously in my family and all my friends and everyone I knew that our family was of Aboriginal heritage. So it was just, this was who we are, and that was fine. And so it was just, I suppose, the media reaction, because it wasn't, I suppose, acknowledged when I first played for Australia, that it became a big news story. But it's certainly something that has been part of our family for, you know, it is who we are. You know, Dad, my late father, Neil, worked in Aboriginal legal rights. He was the CEO of the Aboriginal legal rights movement in South Australia for many years. One of my younger brothers, Rob, he's a field officer still there to this day. So he's been working there for a long time now. So, it's part of who we are, mate, and we're very proud of who we are.